This will make you smarter. New scientific concepts to improve your thinking. Edited by John Brockman. Narrated by John Allen Nelson and Christine Vaughn. Copyright 2012 by Edge Foundation Incorporated. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with John Brockman and Brockman Incorporated and was produced in the year 2013 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Foreword. By David Brooks, columnist, New York Times, author, The Social Animal. Every era has its intellectual hotspots. We think of the Bloomsbury Group in London during the early 20th century. We think of the New York intellectuals who wrote for little magazines like Partisan Review in the 1950s. The most influential thinkers in our own era live at the nexus of the cognitive sciences, evolutionary psychology, and information technology. This constellation of thinkers, influenced by people like Daniel Kahneman, Noam Chomsky, E.O. Wilson, Steven Pinker, Steve Jobs, and Sergey Brin, do a great deal to set the intellectual temper of the times. They ask the fundamental questions and shape debates outside of their own disciplines and across the public sphere. Many of the leaders of this network are in this book. They are lucky enough to be at the head of fast-advancing fields, but they are also lucky enough to have one another. The literary agent and all-purpose intellectual impresario, John Brockman, gathers members of this network for summits. He arranges symposia and encourages online conversations. Through Edge.org, he has multiplied the talents of everybody involved. Crucially, he has taken scholars out of their intellectual disciplines, encouraging them to interact with people in different fields, to talk with business executives, to talk with the general public. The disciplinary structure in the universities is an important foundation. It enforces methodological rigor. But it doesn't really correlate with reality. Why do we have one field, psychology, concerning the inner life, and another field, sociology, concerning the outer life, when the distinction between the two is porous and maybe insignificant? If there's going to be a vibrant intellectual life, somebody has to drag researchers out of their ghettos. And Brockman has done that through Edge. The audiobook that you're listening to accomplishes two things. One implicit, one explicit. Implicitly, it gives you an excellent glimpse of what some of the world's leading thinkers are obsessed with at the moment. You can see their optimism, or anxiety, about how technology is changing culture and interaction. You'll observe a frequent desire to move beyond deductive reasoning and come up with more rigorous modes of holistic or emergent thinking. You'll also get a sense of the emotional temper of the group. People in this culture love neat puzzles and cool questions. Benoit Mandelbrot asked his famous question, "How long is the coast of Britain?" long before this symposium was written, but it perfectly captures the sort of puzzle people in this crowd love. The question seems simple. Just look it up in the encyclopedia. But as Mandelbrot observed, the length of the coast of Britain depends on what you use to measure it. If you draw lines on a map to approximate the coastline, you get one length. But if you try to measure the real bumps in every inlet and bay, the curves of each pebble and grain of sand, you get a much different length. That question is intellectually complexifying, but also clarifying. It gets beneath the way we see. And over the past generation, the people in this book have taken us beneath our own conscious thinking and shown us the deeper patterns and realms of life. I think they've been influenced by the ethos of Silicon Valley. They seem to love heroic attempts at innovation and don't believe there is much disgrace in an adventurous failure. They are enthusiastic. Most importantly, they are not coldly deterministic. Under their influence, the cognitive and other sciences have learned from novels and the humanities. In this book, Joshua Green has a brilliant entry in which he tries to define the relationship between the sciences and the humanities, between brain imaging and Macbeth. He shows that they are complementary and interconnected magisteria. In this way, the rift between